On February 13th, Four Corners aired Swallowing It, an investigation into the rising use of vitamins and supplements by Australian consumers. The program reignited debate between traditional and non-traditional medicine practitioners about the effectiveness of these forms of treatment. With us today is one of the Daily producers, Leanne Calwell, a gastronomer, nutrition commentator, and longtime student of botanical medicine. Her interest is in the politics of the business of producing and consuming vitamins, herbs, and supplements. How are you?
Well.
Well? With that daily dose of vitamin?
No, I haven't had any this morning.
No? So what's the relationship between traditional and non-traditional Western treatments?
Well, in Australia, it's fairly antagonistic. That's very clear. The debate is getting more and more polarising, more and more negativity. There's a lack of objectivity. There's all kinds of agendas. So it's very hard to be really clear on certain things.
And why might traditional medical practitioners or outlets be hostile towards alternative methods?
Well, the best advice is look at the money trail. It's really all about money. The Four Corners show really framed it in terms of product and product quality and claims about those products. But really, it's actually all about the services that are attached to those products. So if you're talking about an ideal scenario of somebody who's following botanical medicine or herbalism, they'll be going to a herbalist and they'll be paying a fee, and then they will be paying for the herbal mix, the custom mix that is made for them. In the case of a pharmacist, they get their money from actually selling some of those remedies, and specialists make their money from their consultations with people, and sometimes also selling supplements and creams and so on. But you'd probably say that the bulk of the revenue comes from repeat patients, people coming back for reissuing of their prescription.
And what, if any, harm is there in the taking of the over-the-counter remedies like vitamins, multivitamins or herbs?
Right. That's quite complicated. There are idiosyncratic or individual reactions to substances. I haven't heard of too many in relation to vitamins, but there are two herbs, for example. Some people just don't like the flavour of them. This is part of the problem. And you can have an individual allergic reaction. Most people are allergic to things like gluten or paspalum grass or penicillin or peanuts or eggs or something like that. But there are some vegetables, some herbs that do have an idiosyncratic response for some people. And the other reaction, of course, is toxicity, which is overdose. And there have been some cases reported. They are hugely reported when it comes to minerals and vitamins. There is a scientific database called the Natural Standard, which I'm quite familiar with. They have literally dozens of professors and researchers on their panel, and they publish monographs on certain things. So it might be turmeric. Every single adverse reaction is reported. Usually it's someone who's younger, it's a child or something like that. So someone has misread the label and they've given a massive dose of something to their child, and it's come from inadvertency, although there would be some people who think, I'm special, I know what I'm doing, I'm going to have 10 times or 100 times the recommended daily amount or adequate intake of this particular vitamin or mineral. There are some extreme cases, and they're to be found in America. The one that's top of mind is the dietitian Adele Davis, who authored millions of many books that sold millions of copies, Let's Eat Right and so on. She's long dead, but she was sued a number of times in relation to one. It was a death from iodine toxicity, and there were other cases that were settled out of court. Her foundation wants to republish her books, and they are extremely litigious. I had dealings with them because I wrote the entry on Adele Davis for the Oxford Encyclopedia on Food and Drink in America. So Adele Davis was, to give a balanced view, absolutely a genius in terms of some things, like preserving the volatile oils in food by cooking at lower temperatures. She was rabid in her promotion of milk consumption. But she was dead wrong when it came to iodine.
Is there any danger in denying traditional advice and replacing it with alternative methods? You know, something that Steve Jobs did before his death when he was diagnosed with cancer. Mm. He refused treatment kind of thing.
Mm. I've known of a number of people that have not survived chemotherapy. It's probably not something that I would take up, but you know, I don't think you know till you're in that situation yourself. Mm. I think having a good relationship with your practitioner is the ideal situation. If you trust your oncologist or your doctor, you will go with them on the journey and you will do what's told, what you're prescribed to do. But what a number of herbalists are doing now is that they work with oncologists. They provide support for the patient. So they say, yes, if you're going to have chemotherapy or radiation, that's wonderful. And here are some of the things that you can do. Here are some of the foods that you can eat to minimize the harms, the side effects of that chemotherapy, hair loss and so on. It wouldn't work for everyone. And not all specialists want to engage with so-called complementary right. alternative medicine therapists.
So what is the incidence of vitamin deficiencies in Australia?
It's actually a very hard thing to give a specific answer to. We do know that vitamin D deficiency is on the rise, but how do you diagnose that vitamin D deficiency? You have a blood test from the doctor. And I know lots of people, including myself, that have become vitamin D deficient. And it's quickly and cheaply remedied by taking vitamin D tablets. We had a specialist dermatologist on the show the other day, and she said the clever thing is to cover up, protect yourself from the sun, and take vitamin D supplements. So that's one approach to it. There are other vitamin deficiencies like vitamin C. I've seen lots of people with bruising. If you're damaged enough, you're in a car accident, of course, you're going to get bruises. But for a lot of people, they bruise really easily, and it's to do with a lack of some of the vitamin C complex constituents like rutin and hesperidin and citrin and so on.
Thank you so much for joining us, Leon.
Thank you.
That was